and controlled by. Well, we're going to get a held ball called as the ball got loose on the floor. And Riley Joe Sorrell and Cruddington got tied up down there, and I think they're going to re-jump. It'll be Cruddington to jump it up with Riley Joe Sorrell. Cruddington at 6'2", Riley Joe at about 5'4". But that's the way it goes. Here's the ball up tip and controlled by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Sydney Stewart got it. She'll swing it left side for Chloe Jones. Back to the right side for Stewart. Stewart goes down in the corner and Willow Springs working around the perimeter. The Lady Bobcat zone defense. 1-3-1 matchup is what the Lady Bobcats are playing here. Ball goes to Jones in the corner on the right side. Making moves to the bucket. Gets tied up. Loses the handle. Picked up by Kinsley Regal. Regal to Bowers. Bowers up for the layup. It's good. Avery Bowers in the fair. Lady Bobcats getting out on the break. Has a beautiful pass from Regal. Got it over to Hillis. And Hillis dumped it inside to Avery Bowers for the wide open layup. Good run out on the turnover right there. Here comes Chloe Jones. Working with the basketball out on top. Lady Bobcats cut her off. She'll give to Stewart. Three ball is up and no good. Rebound by Davis for Thayer. Riley's off on the run. Gets to the top of the key. Bounces it down to Riley. Joe Sorrell, who scores the layup. Thayer Lady Bobcats jump out to a 4-0 lead here in the first minute in the district championship game. Chloe Jones coming the other way for Willow Springs. She'll slide it to the right side over to Stewart. Sydney holds it. Now back to Jones in the corner. Fires a quick three off the rim. No good. Rebound control just outside the lane by Willow Springs, and a foul going to be called. Oh, and that's on Riley Davis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Tried to reach in and knock that ball away from Cruddington, and Riley called for her first foul of the night. Willow Springs will inbound the ball on the offensive end down under the bucket on the baseline. Jones brings it into Stewart. Back to Jones in the corner. Lady Bobcats jump out on her. Not going to let her get open, and now we're getting a foul called as Kinsley Regal was slapping at the basketball, apparently. He got Jones on the arm. Well, you can't have that. Kinsley Regal called for the foul. That's two team fouls now against the Thayer Lady Bobcats on this possession for Willow Springs. Chloe Jones with the ball out top, working off the screen, fires a long three. That one's up off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed around, saved from out of bounds by Willow Springs. They'll kick it out top, and the ball poked away. Hillis with a steal for Thayer. Caden Hillis, Lady Bobcats senior. He swings up court to Davis. Davis steps into a three ball. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Willow Springs. Chloe Jones got it on the offside of the basket. Here's Stewart going to shoot a three for Willow on the other end. It's up and no good. Rebound to the Lady Bears. Again, a shot no good. Davis with a rebound. Bears on the run. Hillis taking it to the hole. Puts it up. No good. Bothered by Jones on the play. And now Hillis is going to get fouled as she got her own rebound. Good job by Caden Hillis to get her own rebound after the missed shot fouls on number 32, Alexis Stigman, a 6'1 junior for Willow Springs. Thayer Lady Bobcats will trigger it in with just under 6 minutes to go and bring it to Bowers at the high post. Here's to Hillis. Now to Davis in the corner. Davis brings out to the wing. Back to Hillis. Now to Regal for three out of the right corner. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. She races up the left sideline. Time to get cut off, and they do cut her off on the baseline. Oh, and around the defense she goes. Shoots no good. Rebound, Willow Springs. Again, a shot no good. Again, the Lady Bears have got it. And a shot up and in by number 10, Paisley Cunnington. Willow Springs Lady Bears are on the board with 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead, 4-2, and the ball. Hillis out top. Brings over to Kinsley Regal in the right corner. Back out to Hillis. Now on the left side to Davis. Takes the three. Doesn't take the shot, puts it on the floor, gives it out to Hillis. Hillis on top, running the point. They are working around the perimeter, this Lady Bear defense. Can't take in the middle. There's 6'2", 6'1", and 5'11 in there. Their Lady Bobcats really don't have anybody to match up. Here's a give to Bowers in the right corner. Bowers back out to Riley Joe Sorrell. They are kind of turned it over. Now to get to Hillis at the high post to Regal. Regal in the paint, throws a shot high off the window. Wouldn't bounce in, and the rebound taken by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Bears with a chance to tie it now. Chloe Jones up the left side of the floor, goes to the top of the key, moves off the screen into the lane, passes out to Stewart, bounces to Cruddington, and back out to Jones. She sets a long one up, and it's good. Chloe Jones knocks one down from downtown, and Willow Springs Bears on a 5-0 run. Bear with it to Hillis. Hillis pulls up, 12-footer running up the baseline, no good. Rebound control again, and a foul going to be called on the Lady Bobcats. Chloe Jones got it. And Riley Joe Sorrell tried to poke it away from her. She took off down the floor. Riley Joe called for foul. Team foul number three on the Thayer Lady Bobcats early. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Willow Springs with the lead and the basketball. Willow on a 5-0 run after they were down 4-0. Lady Bears running the offense to the high post. Now back to Chloe Jones. Long three is up off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped up and taken by Davis for Thayer. Davis up the right side. One player to beat. Going to the hole is going to get fouled. And the foul is going to be on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll see who they call it on. Call it on number 32. That is Sigmund, and that's number two on Sigmund for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And Coach Cox is going to get a sub up off the bench. Number 23, Emma Grogan, a 5'5 senior, will check in. And Sigmund, the 6'1 junior, will go to the bench for Willow Springs. Thayer inbound the ball, down by one, down under the bucket. They'll bring it out front to Hillis. Hillis taking it into the paint, bounces it down to Sorrell. Sorrell back out to Regal, and over to Davis on top. Davis working off the screen, fires a deep three. It is good. Riley Davis. This one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by your good friends over at Community First Banking Company. Thayer Lady Bobcats back on top by two now, 7-5. Here's a pass to the right side for, or left side for Willow. Ball is deflected by the defense of Regal and goes out of bounds. Willow Springs will trigger it in. 3:41 to go first quarter. Here's the inbound pass. It's stolen by Hillis. Hillis will drive for the layup. It's good. Great defensive play by the Lady Scott. From Lyon College, Kate Hillis and Willow Springs wants a timeout. 9-5, Thayer Lady Bobcats up by four with 3:36 to go first quarter. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
All right, Thayer Lady Bobcats make a substitution while we were on the break. Bailey Logue is checked into the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And who went to the bench? Riley Joe Sorrell goes to the Lady Bobcat bench here. But they are getting a little more size, great quickness, and they're going to stick Bailey. They are playing a box and one now, and Bailey Logue is going to guard on Jones. And here's the rebound off a missed shot by Stewart, rebound off the hands of Thayer and out of bounds. It'll be Willow Springs inbound the ball. 3:17 to go first quarter. Been a game of runs so far. Willow Springs looking inbound. Bring it in way outside to Stewart. Stewart bounces it down to Chloe Jones. Fires a three. Off for him. No good. They're going to call a foul on Bailey Logue. And Coach Jenny Young doesn't like that. Foul on the Lady Bobcats. Who did they call it? Call on Bailey Logue. Yeah, they did. Logue called for the foul. Will be her first of the night that she just checked in. And it sends Chloe Jones to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. Logue bumped into her after she released the shot, and the first free throw is good for Jones. She has four of the 6 points for Willow Springs tonight. Lady Bears back to within three with that one. Second one is up. That one is good. Got the shooter's roll there. Jones with her fifth point in the game. Thayer got out to a 4-0 run. Willow Springs took the lead 5-4. Thayer goes up 9-5. And now it is 9-8 as Chloe Jones hits all three free throws. Thayer Lady Bobcats coming the other way with a one-point lead. Down to 3 minutes to go, first quarter here in the District 3 Class 9 Championship. Riley Davis moves off the screen, gets the ball in the corner to Bowers, shoots a three, it's good! Avery Bowers hits a three out of the corner. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And we have a warning now against the Thayer Lady Bobcats for touching the ball after it goes through the net. Offensive team can't touch the ball when it goes through, so they call the Lady Bobcats to get a warning for it. Next time will be a technical. Chloe Jones with the ball for Willow Springs. No-look pass in lane. Got it down low to Cruddington. Under the bucket. Pulls up. No, she double dribbles. Cruddington double dribbles the basketball. Willow Springs will turn it over. Down by four. Thayer Lady Bobcats. With the basketball. Thayer's got to hurry and get it inbounded. Here comes Bailey Logue to check it in. The official just sets it on the ground. She gets there and gets it in to Riley Davis. Well, here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Again, up by four with the basketball. Riley Davis to the right side. Penetrates in the lane, kicks it out to Logue. Logue around on the left side to Hillis. Hillis back to Bowers. Bowers passes down to Logue on the baseline. Out to Hillis. She'll fire a three. Yes, sir. Caden Hillis from downtown. A three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company and the Bayer Lady Bobcats run the lead out to 7. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Willow Spring got it down to Cruddington. Nice pass by Chloe Jones to Cruddington. Her second bucket of the game. Bayer run it the other way. Got it down to Bailey Logue. Her shot blocked from behind. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bayer Lady Bobcat ball. And Cruddington, lucky she didn't get called for a foul there. Lady Bobcats make a substitution here. Bailey Logue will check out. Riley Joe Starl checks back in for the Lady Bobcats. 2 minutes and change to go. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball out front to Hillis. Hillis trying to go back to Davis, and the ball is off the hands of Willow Springs and out of bounds. It'll be Bayer Lady Bobcat ball. Bayer a little bit careless with it there. Now they inbound into the backcourt to Riley Davis, getting instructions from Coach Denny Young. Riley will take it out to the top of the key on the dribble. Lady Bobcats set the offense from there. Swing it in the right corner for Avery Bowers. Back outside to Hillis and around the horn to Riley Joe. Riley Joe back to Hillis. Oh, that pass deflected into the backcourt. Picked up by Hillis as she outran Stewart to the ball. Hillis, nice ball handling. Bounces it down to Kinsley Regal. Now in the corner for Davis. Davis goes around the defense to Jones. Takes it down to the baseline. Wrap around pass. Intended for Avery Bauer. She couldn't catch it. And the loose ball picked up by Willow Springs. Here they come on the break. Chloe Jones trying to get into the lane. Her pass is blocked. And then off of Jones and out of bounds. It'll be Fair, Lady Bobcat ball. Fair, nice job getting back defensively after the steal by Willow Springs. Lady Bobcat's been a little careless with the ball last couple of trips down the floor. 15-10, Fair leads it by 5. We're down to a minute 21 to go in the first quarter. Davis over to Starl. Starl down in the corner to Regal. She'll fire the 3. That one's too hard. But the weak side rebound comes down to Davis. Davis out to Riley Joe. Starl for a 3. It's good! Fair Lady Bobcats are lighting it up from downtown, and they lead it by 8 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Three-pointers brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Again, Fair Lady Bobcats with the lead. Here's Chloe Jones. Will try to answer with a 3 on the other end for Willow Springs. No good. Rebound is run down by Caden Hillis. Fair Lady Bobcats take their time here, bring it up the floor. May hold for the final shot of the quarter. Hillis has got it out top. Trying to bounce it to Bowers. Ball knocked into the backcourt by the defense. And Hillis runs it down for Thayer. Again, Thayer being a little bit careless with some of those passes. Ball comes out to Riley Davis now. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Looks like Thayer will hold for the final shot of the quarter. Ball out to Hillis. Stolen by Stewart. And again, Thayer a little bit careless with those passes. They're not putting any oomph behind those passes. Just kind of lobbing it around. And Willow Springs is quick enough to get there and get the interception. So Lady Bears with the ball down to 13 seconds to go. Chloe Jones has got it out front. Lady Bobcats come out on her. Don't want her to get the shot here. She goes to the bucket, puts it up. No good. Avery Bowers with the rebound. 1 second to go. Half court shot. Oh, that should have been a foul. Riley Davis got hammered at midcourt. No foul call. And at the end of the first quarter of play, our score 18-10. Fair Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
And we're back ready for our second quarter of action here in the Class 3 District 9 Championship game. Bayer Lady Bobcats with an 8-point lead after 1 quarter play. 18-10 is our score. Lady Bobcats are led by 3 different players. Hillis, Bowers, and Sorrell each have 5 in the game. Matter of fact, every Bayer Lady Bobcat that has scored has hit a 3 tonight. Bayer Lady Bobcats opened the second quarter with the ball in the 8-point lead. They got it out to Davis. Davis on the left side. Defense jumps out on her. She'll take it toward the hole. Bring it out front now to Hillis. Tries another three. That one's off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That was number 12, Sydney Stewart, a 5'10 senior. And Willow gets into the offense. Here goes Chloe Jones going to the rim. Put the shot up. No, but she fouled on the play. And there, Lady Bobcat fans didn't like that call. Fouls on number 21. That is Kinsley Regal. And Regal picks up her second foul. Regal, the first Lady Bobcat, with two in the game tonight. And sends Chloe Jones back to the free throw line, and she misses the first one. Jones leads Willow Springs after one quarter play with six of their 10 points. Paisley Creddington, the other four, the only two Lady Bears in the score. Second free throw for Jones is up and good. She's got seven. She's got the game high so far. There, Lady Bobcats bring it the other way. Lead has been cut down to seven. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter. Oh, and they throw it away again. Jones steals it. The pass from Regal goes down the other end and shoots a layup. Count it, and a foul. Well, they let them bang around in the first quarter. In this quarter, they've called two touch fouls. Foul on Regal will be her third of the game, and Bailey Logue will check back in for the Fair Lady Bobcats as Kinsley Regal picks up her third foul here in the first half, in the first minute of the second quarter. And back to the free throw line. So the bucket and one for Chloe Jones. She's got 10 in the game, and the lead is back to four. Fair Lady Bobcats haven't scored yet in the second quarter. They get it down the corner to Hillis. Hillis bounces out the Logue on top. Wings it right side to Riley Josaro. He'll dump it to Avery Bowers. Bowers going down the lane. She's going to get fouled as she made the move. I think they're going to get probably get number 42 for the foul. That is Sophie Jackson. First team foul on Sophie Jackson tonight. First personal foul, I'm sorry, and the first team foul here in the quarter. Fair looking inbound the ball. Got it to Riley Davis in the corner. Davis going to the baseline. Puts up a shot. No, but she fouls. She'll go to the line and shoot two. I think this foul is going to be on Stewart for Willow Springs. That is number 12. Sydney Stewart picks up her first and team foul number two on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. This one will send Riley Davis, who is an outstanding free throw shooter, looking for her fourth point of the game. First free throw is up and good for the Lady Bobcat sophomore. And she will shoot another. Bayer back up by five. Lady Bobcats have led by as many as eight. And this has just been a game run. Second free throw is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. But Jackson got it for Willow Springs. They'll get it over to Chloe Jones. She walks up the floor to the left side. Goes to Creddington at the top of the key. Right side to Stewart in the corner. Stewart back to Jones. Lady Bobcats jumper with a double team. She'll swing it cross court to Creddington. Trying to go down inside. The ball goes off the hands of Jackson and out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball. Well, if Jackson makes that catch, she had an easy shot. But it got deflected and rerouted the ball, and she reached out trying to corral it and went off her hands out of bounds. Fair brings it the other way with a five-point lead. Riley Davis out on top, moves off the screen, gives to Riley Josaro. Now to Bailey Logue. She drives the baseline, pulls up with a short jumper, no good, and rebound to Willow Springs again. Here come the Lady Bears. Chloe Jones brings it to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane, into the lane, little running one-hander is up and off the window and in. Chloe Jones having her way with Lady Bobcat defense right now. She's got 12 in the game. Has already scored eight in this quarter for Willow Springs. All 8 points they've scored. Here's Riley Josaro with a three for Fayer, and it's good. There's an answer. Riley Josaro with her second three-pointer of the game. She's got eight to lead the Fayer Lady Bobcats so far in the district championship game. Fayer back up 22-16. Here's a three-point shot by Stewart. No good. Rebounded by Willow Springs. We got a whistle and a foul down under the bucket. I think they're going to get Fayer on this one. They do. The foul called against Riley Josaro, her second, and the third team foul against Fayer here in the first 2 minutes plus. There's a shot up by Willow Springs off the inbound. No, and now Bowers with a blocked shot. Fayer with the ball back. Riley Davis, long pass up the court. It's bounced over to Josaro under the bucket, misses the short jumper, and rebound taken by Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. She comes up the floor and gets fouled. Fayer Lady Bobcats trying to get in front of her on the sideline. Caden Hillis drew the contact, but they call her for the foul. And Coach Denny Young says, yeah, you did. Got there just about a step too late. Hillis' call for the foul will be her first of the game. And Willow Springs with the ball back, down by six, 22-16. Chloe Jones walks it up, gives to Stewart. Defense jumps out on her. She got it on the right wing. Trying to drive the baseline. There's an offensive foul going to be called on Sydney Stewart. What a play by Bailey Logue to get in front of Stewart on the baseline. Took the contact, went flying to the floor, and the foul on Stewart will be her second of the game. And that's team foul number three on Willow Springs. We may see a lot of free throw shooting in the second quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats with the ball up by six. Count down to the 5 minute mark to go here in the second quarter. We're live in Houston, Missouri, the Class 3 District 9 Championship. Fair Lady Bobcats, the one seed with the 6 point lead and the ball. Here's Hillis, sees a seam to the bucket. Turns around, trying to pass it back out front. Ball deflected and finally picked up by Carl. Now to Bowers for three. It's off the front rim, no good. Rebound comes hard off the rim and corralled by Stewart for Willow Springs. Lady Bears dodged the bullet right there. Here's Chloe Jones, pulls up with a long one. It's no good. Rebound, Cruddington in the lane. She scores. Cruddington's got six. Willow Springs Lady Bears back to within four with that offensive rebound and put back by Cruddington. Still only two Lady Bears have scored in this game. Thayer with the ball. Davis going to fire a three from the right side. It's off the rim. Cruddington rebounds for Willow Springs. Here come the Lady Bears. Chloe Jones works it up the left side, feeds it in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good by Grogan, who has checked in. And Thayer almost throws it away in the backcourt. Now they do. And we're getting a whistle. And a foul going to be called on Bailey Logue. Bailey called for the foul. That's number two on her. And she did. There was no doubt about it. And that is team foul number five on the Lady Bobcats. And Willow Springs going to shoot free throws for the final 4 minutes and change in this second quarter. It'll be Paisley Cruddington, who got the steal, started the other way, and Logue just pushed her in the back. First free throw is up for Cruddington, no good. Jones and Cruddington have scored all of the 18 points for Willow Springs tonight. Cruddington looking for her seventh point of the game. That one's off the rim, no good. Long rebound taken in the corner by Riley Davis for Thayer. Davis with 4 points as she brings it across the timeline. Thayer with a 4 point lead. Davis directing traffic. Moves off the screen, couldn't get open. Swings it over to Riley Josaro. Another three ball is up. That one's off the rim, no good. And Jones with another rebound for Willow Springs. Chloe's the smallest player on the floor for Willow Springs, and she has dominated the board. There's a long pass up the court to Cruddington. She misses the layup. Thayer with it the other way. Riley Josaro takes it down to the right corner, then lost it out of bounds. Tried to pull up with the dribble and make a pass, and just absolutely dropped it out of bounds. So Thayer with another turnover. Willow Springs making a substitution. Number 13 will check into the ballgame for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That is Kayleen McKee. She did not play in the game a couple weeks ago over at Willow Springs. Number 13, and she is a freshman. Here's Chloe Jones with ball for Willow Springs. Lady Bear is looking to score here. Jones in the lane. No call on the travel. And then the ball goes off her hands out of bounds. Thayer will inbound it and go the other way with a four-point lead. Thayer's only scored 4 points in this third quarter. Willow Springs, on the other hand, has scored eight. Thayer with it. Going to Riley Davis. Davis brings it over to Jessica Dubois, who's checked in. She'll go back to Davis in the left corner. And now Davis cross-court with a pass to Bowers in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Riley Josaro for a three. That's no good. Rebound to Jessica Dubois for Thayer, who just checked in a moment ago. Back to Davis. Riley double-teamed with the ball. Moving in the lane, bounces it down to Sorrell. Her shot is blocked, and a foul going to be called. She'll go to line and shoot two free throws. Foul will be on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And it's number 42. That is Sophie Jackson. That'll be her second. So now three Lady Bears with two fouls each. Thayer's got three players with at least two. And Kinsley Regal on the bench with three. Riley Sorrell at the free throw line trying to add to her point total. First free throw is a little short. No good. Riley Joe leads the Lady Bobcats in scoring here. She's hit two threes and a two. She's got 8 points in the first half. Hillis with five, Bowers with five, and Davis with four. Second free throw for Riley Josaro. This one looks better, and it's good. Riley Joe now with 9 points, and Thayer back to a five-point lead, 23-18, with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And Thayer puts on the full-court press, almost got a steal. Little got it in the backcourt, and Chloe Jones races up and beats everybody down the floor. She moves up into the lane, spins, shoots off the window, and good. Chloe Jones with another two. She has got 14 in the first half for Willow Springs. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. Riley Davis in the lane, pulls up short jumper off the back iron, no good. Rebound volleyed around, finally picked up by Chloe Jones. I know I'm saying her name a lot, but she is everywhere. She is getting rebound after rebound, handles the ball most of the time for the Lady Bears. Now Dudridge, or QB Cruddington, got it out top, feeds it back, and the ball going to Stewart on the left side, and they threw it away. McKee, the freshman, a hard bounce pass, and Sydney Stewart couldn't corral it on the far sideline. Bears got the ball back with a three-point lead now, 23-20. 2:20 to go in the first half. Low-scoring affair here so far at Houston, Missouri. Bear within the corner, Avery Ballard out and around the horn to Hillis on the left side. Hillis leans it back to Riley Joe. Riley Joe looks over the situation as they're playing against the defense. Gives it to Bowers in the corner. Back to Riley Joe. Sorrow. Now out to Davis out front. Defended by Stewart. He handles it out near midcourt. We're down to a minute 50 to go now in the first half. Riley Davis gets the screen. Throws up a long three-pointer. That's too hard. No good. And the rebound controlled by Chloe Jones against Little Springs. Long pass up the court to Stewart. She shoots. No good. Rebound taken by Hillis for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with a three-on-two opportunity. Hillis bounces it to Davis. Davis to the bucket. Count it and a foul. Foul's going to be on Chloe Jones. That'll be her first of the game. And going to the line to shoot the free throw. The and one will be the Lady Bobcat All-Stater, Riley Davis. Davis just scored her sixth point of the first half. And will go to the free throw line trying to add to the Lady Bobcat five-point lead. Free throw is up and good for Riley Davis. Davis now with seven. And the Fair Lady Bobcats lead it again by five, 25-20. Good ball game going here at Houston, Missouri. If you're in the area, you ought to come on out and enjoy the rest of this one. Looks like a good old-fashioned barn burner. Fixing to happen here in the district championship in District 9 in Class 3. Little Springs with the ball, taking their time working around the perimeter. They swing it over to Chloe Jones on the left side. Jones out of even her range where she got the ball now. They are really extending the defense out on the floor. Little Springs with it. Stewart, top of the key, wide open. He'll shoot the three. It's an air ball that goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer ball with a five-point lead and 59 seconds to play in the first half. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats going to bring it the other way. Official wiping up a little perspiration on the floor. Gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, like Partners in Shine in West Plains, Clary Funeral Home of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, and Big Deed Barbecue, LLC. Had a chance to talk to Dustin Walters earlier before the game. Thayer with the ball. Six-point lead, down to 47 seconds to go in the half. Hillis with it on the right side on the wing, and she double dribbled. Yeah, they called the catch a dribble. And Coach Denny Young is looking up going, what was that? And she caught it with one hand and then hit the floor, and then she went to take off again, and the official interpreted that as a double dribble. I'm not so sure it was, but that was the call. Little Springs with the ball down by five. Chloe Jones elevates for the three. It's no good. Rebound to Hillis for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with 30 seconds to go and a half. They've got the ball. Hillis threw it away. Stewart got it for Little Springs. Going all the way down the floor. Pulls up with a layup. It's good. First bucket of the night for Stewart, and Hillis just threw it right to her. Lady Bobcats have not been very careful with the ball to Viv Davis brings it down to Riley Joe Saw on the baseline. Riley Joe into the lane, throws it away. That is McKee with it, going the other way, trying to get her team within one. Shot is blocked by Dubois, and a foul is going to be called on the play. Dubois blocked the layup, but she's called for the foul. And going to the free throw line is McKee for the Willow Springs. Kayleen McKee, a freshman for Coach Cox and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Four-point game. McKee trying to hit some free throws, get her team a little closer before the halftime break. First one is up and no good. Substitutions now for Willow Springs. Stewart checks out of the game. Number 23 goes back in. That is Emma Grogan. And number 42, Jackson, comes off the floor. Second free throw for McKee is up, and that one's no good. Thayer runs down the rebound. Riley Davis has got it. Up the left side. Got it down to Hillis for a three. It's a buzzer. Oh! Wouldn't go down for it. Hit the backboard, rolled around the rim, and popped out. Last score at the half, 26-22. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead in the Class 3 District 9 Championship game. We'll be back with your Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report. And, of course, the halftime report brought to you by our good friends over at State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh paints and flood stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Back here at the Houston High School gym, side of the Class 3 District 9 Girls Basketball Championship, District Championship, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a halftime lead, 26-22. Thayer got out early tonight. They were red hot to open the game as they got out to an 18-10 first quarter lead. And this has been a game of runs tonight. It's been very interesting. It might come down to who gets on the run last, who wins this game if it stays close. Thayer went up 4-0 early. Then Willow Springs came back, went up 5-4. Then Thayer went up 10-4. Willow Springs cut it to 10-9. Then Thayer went up 18-9, and Willow hit a free throw toward the end of the second quarter, making it an 18-10 ball game at the end of one quarter. But neither team able to put the ball in the hole much in the second quarter. Willow Springs only scored 12 points. Thayer Lady Bobcats only scored 8. And the Lady Bobcats have gone stone cold shooting the ball from the perimeter. And both teams, of course, in the locker room, they're getting some great advice from their head coaches right now as to how they need to make some adaptations. And for Willow Springs, how do we get a stop and get the ball and get it down and get a good shot to catch up with their Lady Bobcats? We've got to stop turning it over. And I'm sure that's the message by Coach Denny Young right now. We've got to stop turning the ball over. Lady Bobcats with way too many turnovers. And it's just been soft passes. And Willow Springs is able to get into the passing lanes and pick them off and go down and shoot. And we also got to figure out a way to stop Chloe Jones. Chloe Jones with 14 in the first half for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, 14 of their 22 in the game. All right, we're going to take another timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat Halftime Report brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Scott Stiefel and Thayer back with your individual stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back at halftime here in Houston, Missouri, side of the Class 3 District 9 Girls Championship game. Baylor Lady Bobcats leading it to half over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 26-22 is our score. And before we get to the individual scoring, I want to say thanks to some more of your Baylor Lady Bobcat boosters. They include Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forstler Store in Thayer and Dash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, and the Langley Animal Clinic, all helping to bring you our game tonight here in the district championship. All right, just run down the scoring for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They scored 10 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and 22 for the first half. They're led by Chloe Jones, the all-stater, the senior, has scored 14 of their 22. Paisley Creddington scoring 6 in the first half and 2 for Sydney Stewart. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Riley Joe Sorrell, the sophomore, with 9 points in the first half, and has hit 2 three-pointers in the game. Riley Davis was just 7, the Thayer Lady Bobcat all-stater. She has struggled to get open looks here tonight, but her teammates are picking up the slack. Riley did hit 1 three-pointer in the first half. Caden Hillis with 5 in the first half, and Avery Bowers with 5 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So 4 Lady Bobcats scoring at least 5 points in the first half of the game. Good balance scoring for Coach Denny Young and his Lady Bobcats, who have made their way back out of the locker room. And again, only one player scoring with any consistency for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That is the all-stater, Chloe Jones. I'm waiting for Willow Springs Lady Bears to make their way back out on the court for the halftime warm-up. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This game tonight has been played at a Willow Springs Lady Bear pace. Hey, Lady Bobcats, have got to find a way to kind of pick it up a little bit. Willow Springs opens the third quarter with a basketball. Oh, almost a steal by Davis out front. Ball goes to Stewart. Three-point shot is good. Sydney Stewart hits a three for Willow Springs to open the scoring in the second half. And the Lady Bobcats get the ball down inside the Bowers. Kicks it out to Davis for a three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound to the Lady Bears. Sigmund. Willow Springs with a chance to take the lead. They got it down to Cruddington. She misses the layup. Rebound controlled by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Riley Gilstarl got it. Oh, and there's a steal by Willow Springs. It's coming the other way. Going to the bucket with a lay-in is Stewart. Stewart with 5 points in the first minute. We got a Fair Lady Bobcat who is down on the floor. Caden Hillis took an elbow to the face, and she is down on the floor. And that caused that turnover. And Hillis still not up. Now she's attempting to get up. I mean, she took a hard shot to the face. 7:21 to go in the third quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats all of a sudden trail by a point. Willow Springs on a 5-0 run to start this third quarter. I told you, this has been a game of runs. One team scores five, then the other one scores four or five. And Fair Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball here, down by one. Willow Springs on a 5-0 run, thanks to Sydney Stewart, who only had 2 points in the first half. She has scored five in the third quarter. A three and a two. Here comes Thayer with a basketball. By the way, Hillis is on the Lady Bobcats sideline. Jessa Dubois, the freshman, checked in for her. Thayer working around the perimeter, got it out to Riley Gilstarl. Bounces one down to Regal on the baseline. Regal pulls up the dribble, gives it out to Starl. Starl swings it over to Dubois. She'll shoot a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Willow Springs. Chloe Jones with it in the backcourt. Thayer putting a little bit of backcourt pressure on now. And Jones finally gets it up across the timeline. Oh, she carried the ball. Not once, but twice. Now a little crossover dribble goes to Cruddington. Cruddington didn't shoot. Gives it up. Shot is up. No good. Rebound back to Willow Springs in a bucket for number 32, Alexis Sigmund. Her first 2 points of the game. Willow Springs now up by three. Thayer looks a little bit discombobulated here offensively. Willow Springs has changed up their defense. They're playing basically a 3-2. And ball goes to Riley Gilstarl on the left side. Three-point shot is good. Starl hits her third three-pointer of the game. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And we're tied at 29. Thanks to the long three by Riley Gilstarl, the sophomore for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Chloe Jones with it for Willow Springs. Swings it down the right corner to Stewart. Stewart got it down low to Jackson. And she's going to be fouled if she goes up for a shot. I don't know. They're going to get either Regal or Bowers. And it's not good news either way for the Lady Bobcats. Foul's going to be on Avery Bowers. And that's going to be the first foul on Bowers in the game tonight. First team foul on the Lady Bobcats. And it sends number 42, Sophie Jackson, to the free throw line. And the senior hits the first free throw. So Jackson and Stewart doing the scoring here. And Sigmund. And now Caden Hillis has doctored up her wound from taking that shot to the face, and she is back in the game. Jessa Dubois will check out. Willow Springs up by one now. Jackson trying to make it a 2-point lead, and she shoots the second free throw. It's no good. Rebound taken by Davis for Thayer. Here comes Riley pushing it up the left side. Looking to a crossover dribble, goes down to the wing, now backs it outside the 3-point line. Thayer resetting the offense here. 5:44 to go in the third. Thayer down by one. Here's a give to Hillison Lane. Out to Regal in the corner for a three. It's off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Cruddington for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Off to Jones. Jones in the lane. Backs it back out to the three-point line. And now we got a whistle and a foul. She carried the ball. The official caught it that time. And the turnover on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer got the ball back with a chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. Riley Davis has yet to get her shot going. She's only scored seven for the Lady Bobcats through 2.5 quarters. She got it now going in the lane, pulls up with a shot off the window. No, but a whistle and a foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two. They're going to get Sophie Jackson with the foul, number 42. That'll be her third of the game for Willow Springs. And it'll be Riley Davis at the free throw line. By the way, Sophie Jackson going to come out of the game with those three fouls. Number 23, Emma Grogan, getting ready to check back in for Coach David Cox and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. First free throw for Riley Davis is good. And Jackson will check out with those three fouls. Again, Grogan, a 5'5 senior. Boy, they lose about 7 inches in size right there. Second free throw for Davis is up, and they're both good. Fair Lady Bobcats are back on top, 31-30. 5 minutes and change to go in the third quarter. I told you early, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner, and so far, so good. Jones with the ball for Willow Springs, brings it down to Stewart in the corner, shoots an air ball, rebounded by Regal for Thayer. Kinsley is going to get fouled in the backcourt. Foul's going to be on number 10. That is Paisley Cruddington. And Willow Springs cannot allow her to get in foul trouble. She is a force for them down under the bucket. Here comes Thayer with a one-point lead and the ball. Riley Davis crosses the timeline through the big tiger head in the middle of the floor here at Houston, Missouri. Lady Bobcats gets ball to Tillis. Tillis outside. Davis open for a three. She drained it. Three-pointer for Riley Davis, her second of the night, and all of a sudden she's got 12, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back up by four. 34-30 our score. Jones with it out front for Willow Springs, moving it to the right side, gets it back. She'll pump one up from way outside. It's good. Chloe Jones now with 17. That is her second made three-pointer of the game. And we're tied. Well, actually, Thayer up by one, 34-33. Here's Hillis to Davis on the break, counting in a foul. Riley Davis cut to the basket. Hillis cut down the baseline and hit her with a pass for the lay-in. Fouls on number 23, Emma Grogan, will be her first. Riley Davis all of a sudden now with 14 in the game, has scored 7 in the quarter, shooting for number 8 right here, and a 4-point lead. It's good. Riley Davis all of a sudden has come alive in this third quarter. Now Thayer with a little full court pressure. Willow inbounds it in the backcourt. We get a timeout call by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 37-33, Thayer leads it with 4:16 to play in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Well, back after timeout, 4:16 to play in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats are back up by four again. They actually trailed by one just a few minutes ago, but the Lady Bobcats on a 6-0 run. I've been talking about the entire game. Thayer, it's been a game of runs tonight. One team on a 5 or 6-0 run, then the other one, then the other one, then the other one. It's been back and forth that way all night long. And we're down midway through the third quarter. Willow Springs with the basketball down four. They swing it on the right side to Stewart. Stewart, long pass down to teammate under the bucket, shot, no good. Rebound, Willow Springs, back up again, no good. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Avery Bowers says, what did I do? Bowers called for the foul. That'll be number 2 on her, both of them here in the third quarter. Willow Springs making a conscious effort to get the ball in the paint. At the line shooting 2 is number 32, Alexis Sigman. The 6'1 junior has not scored, and she misses the first free throw here. She will shoot another, trying to get her team back within 3. Shot is up. That one bounces off the square and right in. Here comes Thayer the other way. Lady Bobcats picking up the pace a little bit here. Riley Davis with it out front. Davis has scored 8 points in the quarter. Lings it on the left side for Sorrell. Sorrell just holds it out around the 3-point line. Nobody coming out to guard her. She's hit 3 from out there tonight. Thayer gives it back to Davis. Davis defended by Stewart. Willow Springs playing a little boxed and one here. Davis moves off the screen, looking for the shot. Now goes into the free throw lane, steps around the defense, and gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul's going to be, I believe, on number 10, Cruddington. That'll be her second of the game. So foul starting to add up for both teams. That's the fourth team foul against Willow Springs here in the third quarter with 3:33 to go. Davis at the line shooting 2. First one is good. 16 now for Davis. She scored 9 points in this quarter, 4 of them from the free throw line. Looking to shoot another, looking for her 17th point of the game. It is good. She's tied Chloe Jones for the game high for either team. And Thayer now with a full court pressure. Willow inbounds in the backcourt. They got it up to Stewart. Stewart got it up across the timeline and gets fouled by Caden Hillis. Hillis reaching in from the backside, trying to poke it away, and they get her for the foul. Non-shooting foul. Willow Springs will inbound the ball down by 5 with 3:27 to go in the third. Stewart will trigger it in. out near midcourt. Got it to Chloe Jones in the corner. Riley Josaro comes out on her. Doesn't let her get the shot. She'll bring it back out top to Stewart. Stewart now gives it up and got it to Cruddington down on the baseline. Back out top for Stewart. Now to Chloe Jones. Little Spring being very patient on this possession. Just down five. Out of time left in this game. Here's Jones. Goes to the high post to Cruddington. Turns. Gives it over to Grogan for a three that's no good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Davis. Thayer with a three on one. Got it to Regal. To the bucket. Lays it up and gets fouled. She'll go line and shoot two free throws. That may be Chloe Jones for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. She got back defensively and bothered the layup. That was number 22. Chloe Jones, the all-stater for Willow Springs, picks up her second foul in the game. Thayer leads it by five. Regal at the free throw line. Kinsley has not scored in the game tonight, and she misses the free throw. Lady Bobcats sophomore, who's been really good all year. Riley Davis comes in, gives her five, and says, come on, we got to get this free throw. By the way, McKee has checked back in the game for Willow Springs as Grogan checks out. Second free throw for Regal. No good. And the rebound is a hell ball. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Riley Davis. Wow, Riley Davis going to be called for the foul. That'll be number two on Riley. Team foul number four on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Wow. Here come the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Chloe Jones walks it up across the timeline. Thayer pulls off the full court pressure. Jones looking to penetrate into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. And it's blocked. And the loose ball picked up by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Good play. Avery Bowers for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here comes Thayer with the ball. Riley Davis out top. Bounces it. Swings it down. Tried to swing in the corner. It's intercepted by Cruddington for Willow Springs. Lady Bears have got it back. And there's another one of those weak passes. Thayer's been doing that all night. Here's Jones going to the baseline, lays up a shot, no good. Rebound by Willow Springs, shot again, and now we're going to get a foul. Oh, another foul called on the Lady Bobcats on a hell ball. That should have been a jump ball. That's two plays in a row that should have been jump balls and the official call fouls on the play. That one's on Riley Josaro, will be her third of the game. Coach Denny Young calls the official over and says, what are you doing? That was an obvious hell ball. And going to the free throw line, Willow Springs Lady Bears, number 32. That is Sigmund, and she misses the free throw. 5-point Thayer lead, 39-34. Second free throw is up, and she bounced that one in off the window. Sigmund, number 32, hits the free throw. And she now has 4 points in the game, two of them from the free throw line. Back to a 4-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. They get the ball down the corner to Bowers. Bowers didn't take the three. She was wide open, and that's her shot down there. Lady Bobcats work it back to Davis. She'll take it out top. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Thayer's lead is four, 39-35. Bobcats get it to Regal. Regal now to Bowers. Bowers to Hillis. Hillis back to Davis out top. They're running a little weave out there, looking for an opening to the bucket. Davis. Moving off the screen to the right side, sees an opening, pulls up 12-footers off the rim, no. Rebound controlled by Jones for Willow Springs. He brings up the floor, gets around the defense, moves to the top of the key. All the way to the lane, in goes Jones, shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Willow Springs. Sigmund puts it back up and in. Sigmund has scored the last four for Willow Springs, and they're back within two, 39-37, a minute 21 to go in the third. Lady Bobcats gets the ball to Bowers. Three-point shot, no. Davis rebounds for Thayer. Reverse layup, no, but she's fouled. Down under the bucket, she'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is going to be, I believe, on Sydney Stewart. That'll be her third for Willow Springs. So now Stewart and Jackson with three fouls for Willow Springs. Thayer with Regal and Sorrell each with three fouls. Davis at the line, shoot two more free throws. That one's up and good. Riley Davis now with 18. She takes over the game high. Riley has scored 11 points in this third quarter. No, she scored, 11 in the quarter. Make it 12 if she hits another one. 19 now for Riley Davis. And here comes Willow Springs down by four again, 41-37. We're down to 1 minute to play. We're going to get an official timeout now. And we got a Thayer player with a little blood, Riley Josaro. Apparently somewhere took a shot to the mouth, now got a little bit of a bleed, and they've got it stopped. And now it's still bleeding. and the official says she is going to have to come out of the game. Down to wipe her off again. Gives us a chance to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, along with Langley Animal Clinic, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Willow Springs inbound the ball here. 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Thayer up by four. Willow Springs with the ball. Sydney Stewart got it. Swings it over to McKee on the left side. Back to Stewart. Stewart over to Jones. She'll fire a three-pointer. That one's off the backboard and in. She banked it in from about 24 feet away. Wow. Thayer lead is now one. Riley Davis with it for the Lady Bobcats. Looking to penetrate. Goes into the lane. Gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. This one may be on Chloe Jones. Nope. On number 12, that is Sydney. Oh, 22. They did call it on Jones. That'll be number three on Chloe Jones for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That's not good news for Bear fans. Riley Davis back to the free throw line. She will shoot two, looking for her 20th point. First one is good. Riley Davis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points in the quarter from the free throw line. And we'll shoot another, looking for the lead, and it's good. 21 now for Davis in the game. Thayer leads it by three. Here comes Willow Springs, down to 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. They bring it to Chloe Jones in the lane. Ball stolen by Hillis. Oh, but she's going to be called for a foul. Hillis going to be called for the foul as she stole the ball from Davis as she penetrated into the lane. And the foul on Hillis will be her third, so now three Lady Bobcats with three fouls. This game may come down to who's got enough players to finish the game. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Chloe Jones at the free throw line. Hits the free throw to give her 21 points in the game. She scored 7 in this quarter. She had 14 at half. Down number 32. Sigmund comes off the floor for Willow Springs. They get number, well, didn't see who came in. Second free throw for Jones is good. Jones now with 22, and she got the game high. Here comes Thayer with the ball. Up by one. Davis, is it? They'll swing it around to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. No, goes to Davis. Davis down to the baseline. 18 footers up. Off the rim, no good. Regal with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Kingsley Regal with the offensive rebound and a putback, her first 2 points of the night. And Thayer up by three, down to 10 seconds to play as Jones crosses the timeline with a Chloe Jones. Did she get open for a three? Can tie it. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound, Riley Joe Sorrow. And here's Davis from half court with a long shot. That, ooh, close enough on is going to be. At the end of three quarters of play, 45-42. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears in the championship game of the District 9 basketball tournament. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh paints and flood stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Well, big crowd enjoying a great game here at the Houston High School gym tonight in the Class 3 District 9 Championship. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it. Thayer scored 19 points in the third quarter. Willow Springs scored 20. The scoring has picked up after a low-scoring first half, and Thayer leads it by three, 45-42. Lady Bobcats will open the fourth quarter with the basketball. Riley Davis brings up out of the backcourt, swings on the left side to Sorrell. Sorrell inside to Hillis. Back to Sorrell. Shoots a three. That one's short off the rim. Rebound. Hillis bounces in the lane. Puts it up and in. Caden Hillis with her first bucket of the second half. She's got seven in the game, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats now up by five. Willow Springs with it. Got to Chloe Jones. Thayer jumps it with a double team. Got it out to Stewart. Stewart pass deflected, and now a lob pass down inside for Willow Springs to get it to Jackson. Jackson back out top to Cruddington. Cruddington will give it up to Stewart. Takes it to the left side off the screen. Back to Cruddington. She'll lob it down inside. Nice play. Number 32, Sigmund, hits the basket. She's now got eight, all of them in the second half. Thayer with the basketball. Got it inside to Hillis. Her shot is blocked. And the rebound taken by Jackson. Now Hillis trying to get it away from her. And it's going to be Willow Springs' ball. Ball off the hands of Caden Hillis, who was fighting hard for that loose ball. Here come the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They're back within three, 47-44. 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. I don't think Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats has sat down. Here's a steal by Davis. Davis will take it the length of the floor. Going to the bucket, going to get fouled. And that'll be either Jones or Cruddington. We'll see which one they call it. They were both there defensively, and they call it on Cruddington. That'll be number three on Paisley Cruddington. First team foul on Willow Springs in the second half. And Riley Davis back to the free throw line. Her last 5 points have all come from the charity stripe. And she hits another one. 22 now on the night for Riley Davis and the Thayer Lady Bobcat All-State. Set to shoot another one and run the lead back up to 5 points. This one's up. Looks good from here, and it is. 23 in the game now for Davis. Chloe Jones with 22 for Willow Springs. I told you in the opening, two of the best girl basketball players in the entire state of Missouri going at it tonight. And they have been going at it. Willow Springs with the ball. They get to Cruddington at the high post, dumping it down inside. That ball's knocked out of bounds. Beautiful defensive play by Kinsley Regal. They were trying to lob it in again to Sigmund, and Regal used her length to go up and just swat it out of bounds. Willow Springs now on the inbound. Got it into Stewart out around the three-point line. Swings over to Chloe Jones. Quick trigger on a three. It's good. Chloe Jones, just another one from downtown. And it's a two-point game, 49-47 with 6:20 to go. Thayer got the ball down inside to Hillis. What a pass from Riley Davis to Caden Hillis. Hillis coming alive now. She's got 9 points in the game. And Thayer back up by four, 51-47. Willow Springs will swing it to Cruddington at the free throw line. Dumping it inside. Ball deflected. Jackson catches it anyway. We're going to get a foul on the floor. Who are they going to call that on? They're going to call it on Riley Joe Sorrell. And that'll be the fourth on Riley Joe. Riley Joe called for, apparently they called it for a push down inside as they were battling for that ball, tipping it up in the air. And Willow Springs inbounds it under the bucket. Shot is up. No, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And number 32 will go to the line. Fouls on Bailey Logue, who just checked into the game. And that's number three on Bailey. And number 32, Alexa Sigmund, will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Sigmund for the first free throw. No good. Thayer leads it by four. Willow Springs with a chance to get a little closer here from the free throw line. We're down to 6 minutes to play. Second free throw is up. That one is up and no good. Hit the top of the backboard. They don't call it. And Willow Springs got the rebound. To Stewart for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Cruddington with a rebound and a putback for the Lady Bears. That ball hit the top of the backboard and was not called by the official. Thayer with a basketball. Hillis with it. Bounces it to Logue. Right side to Kinsley Regal. Back out top to Hillis. Hillis. Moving down the right side of the lane, back to Regal. Regal steps away from the defense, looking to put the three up. It's off the rim, and a rebound is going to be out of bounds on the far end, over in the far corner off of Cruddington. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Thayer leads it with two. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Thayer now making the inbound play and making the substitution. Riley Josara will trigger it in. Bailey Logue will come out. They're inbounds to Riley Davis. Davis defended by Stewart everywhere she goes. Bounces it down the right corner to Bowers for three. That one's partially blocked. Regal with a rebound, puts it up. And are they going to count it? No, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Regal was under the bucket, shot it straight up. And it went up through the bottom of the rim and came back down. And Coach Denny Young wanted them to count the basket. Regal will go to the free throw line, shoot two. By the way, the foul was on Jackson, her fourth for Willow Springs, and Regal misses the free throw.
Kinsley has just not shot the ball well tonight. She only has 2 points. Now Jackson checks out, and number 13, Kayleen McKee, the freshman, back in for Willow Springs. Second free throw for Regal is no good. Rebound controlled by Sigmund for the Lady Bears. Willow Springs down by two with a basketball. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the game. Chloe Jones brings it up and to the wing. Now to Jones again. Jones working against Regal. Moves left. Shoots a three. It is no good. Rebound, Avery Bowers, and a foul going to be called on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Number 10, that is Crevington. And that'll be number four for Paisley Crevington. Oh, they say number three. I had her for three already. I apologize for that. Crevington with her third personal foul. Team foul number three on Willow Springs. Down to 4:53 to play in the game. Thayer with the ball. Regal with it. Got out to Riley Gilsara. Pushes over to Bowers. Bowers working against the defense. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gets it back outside for Hillis. Hillis cross court to Sorrell. Sorrell now to Bowers. To Regal in the lane. Regal going to the hole. No, she's going to get fouled. It'll be on the floor. So the foul on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That'll be on. That is Cruddington, and that'll be four on Cruddington. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound the ball down on the baseline under the bucket. Oh, and the inbound pass is stolen by Cruddington. Riley Davis never saw her through it right to her. And Willow Springs now with the ball down by two. They get it out to Stewart. Stewart over to Cruddington out around the three-point line. Back to Stewart. Lady Bears taking their time here. Trying to work something to get somebody open. Now Chloe Jones handles it out front. Moves to the elbow. Fires up the jumper. No good. Long rebound Thayer. Lady Bobcats has got a two-on-two break. Hillis up the left side. All the way to bucket. Lays it in. Hillis now with the 11. Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by four. Here comes Chloe Jones for the Lady Bears. Going to the bucket. She lays it up and sends it in off the window. Back to a two-point game. Thayer with it to Hillis. Hillis going inside again. Bounces it down to Star. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Willow Springs. And that's going to be on the Lady Bears. We'll check the number. Called it on, Chloe Jones. And that's number four on Jones. And going to the line to shoot two free throws is Caden Hillis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 3:52 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by two, 53-51. Hillis at the line. First one is up and, hit the front of the rim. Wouldn't bounce over. Goes no good. And now Chloe Jones and the Willow Springs Lady Bears want a timeout. 53-51. Thayer leads it by two with 3:52 to play in the game. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And we're back after the timeout. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight. They include Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Carter's Funeral Homes of West Plains in Thayer, and Toyota of West Plains. Helping to bring you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball here from the championship game of the Class 3 District 9 tournament. Thayer leads it by two, and Caden Hill is set to shoot their second free throw. It's no good. Bounce off the rim. Willow Springs has got Jackson back in there with four fouls. Cruddington playing with four fouls. And Chloe Jones with four fouls. Jones brings the ball up across the timeline. Gives it to Cruddington. Cruddington swings it down the left corner. And now back outside. It's stolen by Davis. Davis will spin into the lane. Put it up with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Willow Springs. Here come the Lady Bears with a chance to tie. Chloe Jones in the lane. Dumps it down inside. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Hillis. racing to the other end. It's a 3-on-2 for Thayer. Killis goes, lays it up and in off the left side. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a basketball. No, I'm sorry, Willow Springs Lady Bears. Chloe Jones runs it down the other end and lays it up over the front of the rim. Thayer Lady Bobcat lead back to 2 again. Here's Jones up to Hillis in the corner for 3. It's good! Kate Hillis from downtown. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 5 with 2:51 to play in the game. 16 points now for Hillis. 11 of them in this second half. Willow Springs with the ball down by 5. They dump it down inside to Jackson. Jackson up with a shot, and it's good. Now, if she catches it down there, she's going to score. And Jackson with her first field goal of the game. Here comes Thayer with the lead. Riley Davis going to the hole. Throws it up over a double team. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Willow Springs has got it. Here come the Lady Bears. Can't get back within one with a bucket, and they get it down to Cruddington. Who scores? And a beautiful pass there from their all-stater, Chloe Jones. And it's a one-point game with 2 minutes to play. Davis with it for Thayer. Gives it to Hillis in the left corner. Out on top to Bowers. Around to Regal. They're not even coming out and guarding Regal. Here's Riley Joe. Sorrow for a 3. It's off the front rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Lady Bears. Lady Bears now with a chance to take the lead with a minute 45 to go in the game. Chloe Jones into the lane. Pulls down up the baseline, shoots, no good. Hillis with a rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called on the Willow Springs Lady Bears to be on the rebound, and that's going to be on Sophie Jackson, and that'll be her fifth of the game. Sophie Jackson has fouled out with a minute 39 to go. Check it in for her, number 23, Emma Grogan. Grogan, a 5'5 senior, so Willow Springs losing about 7 inches in size without Jackson on the floor. And we'll walk the other end. It'll be 2 shots for Caden Hillis and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Hillis looking for his 17th point of the game. It is good. Hillis gives the Thayer Lady Bobcats a 2-point lead. Again, a minute 39 to play in the game. District championship on the line. Second free throw for Hillis, looking for number 18. It's good. Willow Springs will come the other way, down by 3. Chloe Jones will bring it across the timeline right through the middle of the big red and black tiger in the middle of the floor here at Houston High School. Willow Springs working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Chloe Jones. Step back 3 is up, and it's good. We're tied. Chloe Jones with a 3, and we're tied at 60. Only other tie in this game was at 29. Thayer with the ball, a minute 13 to go in a tie game. They'll give it to Hillis. Hillis out top. Handles it at midcourt. Swings it right side to Regal. She fires a 3 ball. It's off the rim. No good. Willow Springs with a rebound and 1 minute to play. Not sure that's the shot that Coach Jenny Young wanted. Here's Chloe Jones for 3 more. It's good. Jones with another 3. Here comes Thayer. Down by 3. Riley Joe Fall in the corner. It's no good. Rebound Willow Springs with 44 seconds to go. And the Lady Bears call a timeout. Willow Springs has come from behind and has taken the lead 63-60 with 41 seconds left, and they're going to have possession of the ball when we come back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
We're back at the timeout. Willow Springs Lady Bears inbound against the Lady Bobcat. Full court pressure. They get it to Chloe Jones. She crosses the timeline. gets knocked down, and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Not sure they really care at this point. They've got to commit some fouls to put Willow at the line. That's only the second team or third team foul of the fourth quarter on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be on Riley Joe Starrow, and Riley Joe is just fouled out of the game. Riley, with the 12 points in the ball game tonight, has been a real difference maker for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Down three, Willow Springs with the ball, 36 seconds to play, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats want a timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the ETOP Sports Network.
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Well, we're back after a timeout. Willow Springs inbounded the ball in the backcourt. Got it to Chloe Jones, and she was fouled immediately by Bailey Logue. That'll be number four on Logue. Non-shooting foul. Willow will go to the line on the next play. That's where Thayer wanted to get. 34 seconds remaining in the game. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. Got to Chloe Jones. Bears don't have to shoot it. 30 seconds to go now. Jones with it in the backcourt. Davis working on her. Jones will bring it in the frontcourt. Moving it to the right side. And a foul going to be called on Riley Davis. She got it with the body. That'll be number three on Davis. And Chloe Jones going to the line. That is not who you wanted to send to the free throw line in this situation. Probably going to be the SCA Player of the Year and one of the best guards in all of Southwest Missouri, if not the entire state of Missouri. Shooting for her 36th point. It's no good. Well, she can make the next one to make it a four-point game, a two-possession game. If she misses it, Thayer's got a chance to tie with 24 seconds remaining in the game. Second one is up, and that one's good. It's a two-possession game. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got to hurry. Riley Davis brings up the floor, swings it down in the corner to Hillis. She didn't see it coming, and it goes out of bounds. How are you not watching the ball? And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. With 21 seconds left, Willow Springs leads it by four here in the Class 3 District 9 championship game. Lady Bobcats with an unforced turnover, trying to get in the corner to Hillis. And it's a two-possession lead for Willow Springs and the ball. And we will say thanks again to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters here tonight. They include the good folks over at Mr. Dent in West Plains, Big D's Barbecue, LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center in Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Willow Springs inbound the ball. You can bet there's a foul coming immediately. Hillis playing with three. Davis playing with three. Regal with three. Starles fouled out. Logue is in there with four. And Bowers with two. But it really doesn't matter with, you know, 24 seconds left in the game. Somebody's got a foul immediately when somebody catches the ball. If you don't get a steal, and Thayer obviously coming with a full court pressure here, down to 21 seconds remaining in the game. Stewart will inbound for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, and we get an official timeout. Don't know what the official stopped the clock for, but they did. Anyway, Willow Springs inbounds it to Jones in the backcourt. Lady Bobcats will Fowler going up the sideline. That'll be on Riley Davis. And that's all you could do. And Jones to go to the line, trying to add to the lead for Willow Springs. 17 seconds remaining in the contest. It'll be Chloe Jones going to the line for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer beat Willow Springs. I mentioned in the regular season, Thayer won it 66-55. Looks like the Willow Springs Lady Bears returning the favor here. First free throw for Jones is good. 37 on the line for the All-Staters for Coach David Cox and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And these Bear fans are about to explode here. Second free throw is good. 38 for Jones. Here comes Fair with it. Hillis into the lane. Out to Regal. Regal on top to Bowers. Now Davis. He'll fire a long three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Regal had it. Gets knocked to the floor. Now we get a hell ball. The first hell ball of the game. And possession belongs to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 5 seconds remaining. This one's all over but the shouting, folks. Willow Springs will inbound it. Got it into Cruddington. Cruddington back to Jones. And the clock's going to run out. Fair shoots. It's not the foul. And there you go. That's the final. 66-60. The Willow Springs Bears ride the back of Chloe Jones to a district championship here in the Class 3 District 9 basketball tournament.